We are happy to welcome all of you to this, the final day of our Be Courageous Regional Convention. Please note that the entire program is also being broadcast simultaneously in English on FM frequency 72.9. If you are carrying a cellular telephone or other electronic device, please adjust it to a setting that will not disturb others. Any recordings of this program should be for your personal use or for the benefit of those unable to attend a convention this year. Recordings should not be made available for general circulation or distribution. In view of the limited seating available, we would like to make the following reminder. Seats may be saved only for immediate family and those traveling with you in the same vehicle, living with you in the same home, or studying the Bible with you. Please keep unsaved seats free of clutter, making it easier for others to see what seats are available. Now we invite you to stand as we sing together song number 73 entitled Grant Us Boldness. After the song, Brother Marvin Mansell, an elder for well over 35 years, serving in the Edmonton Norwood congregation, will offer the opening prayer. Again, that's song number 73.
Appreciate the fact that we have a beautiful day to be here and to learn more from you. We've come here and we want to be here to hear more instruction from you as our grand instructor. As we appreciate you have a channel of communication that gives us the instruction and direction that we need through your son and the faithful slave, which has passed on information at this time that we need in order to help us and equip us for the days to come. So may you help us to pay attention and benefit from the instruction that we received. Of course, we've learned this weekend about being courageous and the need for being courageous. We've seen many fine examples of individuals who showed courage. We want to imitate their example. and benefit from more instructions we receive it today. And as we look at our program today and the information that's going to be presented, we know there'll be more information that we need to pay more than the usual attention to as it bears on our life in the near future and the events that will happen, and we'll need courage to face them. So may you help us to pay attention to these things and see how and what we can learn from them. May you help us, as we know we're living in the last days of this system of things, yet we know we have a wonderful future, and we have the public talk here talking about the resurrection as part of that grand future. May you help us to ponder and meditate about that and benefit from hearing that information and reminders that encourage us to look forward to and focus on a grand future you have in store for us. May you be with us in the afternoon, too, as we have our drama about Jonah. May you help us to learn the lessons from there. And may you be with all of us, be with those who have been assigned to do the parts. May your spirit be with them to help them to give it in a way that's instructive and encouraging. And may you be with us, too, as we listen and take to heart the information that's presented. May you be with those who have come here, new, interested ones, as a result of our invitation to come and hear instruction from your word. May you be with them, too, and help them to be able to learn and benefit from the program of instruction that we have. So we give you thanks for this privilege of being here. May you be with us and guide us and direct us in the days to come, despite the circumstances that we may face, problems and difficulties in our life. So we give you thanks for this occasion. We ask for you to be with us. Forgive us for where we fail you and disappoint you. We ask all these things through our King and Redeemer, Christ Jesus. Amen.